nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and we're launching here into hour number three of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Steve in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I actually have a question for Mark.
Okay.
You guys still there?
Yep.
We're right here. Okay. Hello?
Steve, can you hear me now?
Steve,
hello?
Are you there, sir?
Can you hear me now?
All right, let's put Steve back on hold. Obviously having some trouble maybe on a cell phone, perhaps. Could be that one side of the conversation was cutting out. We might have been able to hear him. He couldn't hear us, something like that.
Does happen that way.
800-259-9231. I'm sure my board operator will check in with Steve, and when he is ready to go again, we'll bring him back. In the meantime, another interesting highlight from today's trip to... I know, Mark, you're rolling your eyes. I know you don't give a damn about what happened today.
It's been 2 hours of talking about
your couch court case. No, sorry, it hasn't. We talked about it in the first hour, took a break for a half an hour, took some calls, and then we began talking about it again. And it wasn't just about the court case. This is not actually about the case. This is about what happened afterward. So what happened afterward is I went downstairs after I had my nice chat with the couch enforcer guy. We're talking about the situation involving the government coming after me for my tenants having a couch in their yard. I went to court over it today. And so after talking with the bureaucrats, I went downstairs, and we all kind of were gathering down there having a discussion. And a couple of the guys that came out from Manchester to see the activities of the day. They'd come out, and they apparently were up in the sort of the area where people gather before their screen to go in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were in there, they were just, I guess, talking with one another, and they overheard a conversation between a couple of the bailiffs or security bureaucrats or whatever it is you want to call them. They're the guys wearing the long sort of sport coat uniforms that are obviously covering up weapons.
Yeah, I don't know who they are, but yeah.
Right, they get name tags and badges, and they look like cops. They're some sort of special court cops. And so they overheard the two of the cops talking to one another. One cop says, and this is right after everybody got up from the room, like 15 people, 15 liberty activists, stood up and exited together.
Yeah, this is disturbing.
So it was during this that one of the cops says something like, "Who are these people?" And the other cops returns and says, "Well, they're the Free Staters." Now, that's not true.
No.
Liberty activists in New Hampshire, unfortunately, are being conflated with Free Staters. And it's confusing, I guess, to people that don't really pay close attention, as most bureaucrats do not. In point of fact, most of them probably were Free State Project members, but there were some New Hampshire natives present.
Certainly.
And so what they really were was a group of liberty activists, of which the majority were Free State Project members. Anyway, so they said those are the Free
State. By the way, there is no such thing as a Free State Project member. There is only a Free State Project signer.
Whatever.
And I am not, I am not the credit card that I signed for. I am not, I have signed in the past. So therefore, I'm not a Free Stater. I'm a Granite Stater, just like anybody else there.
Well, whatever. Anyway, so the cop says...
I don't think the worst title in the world, by the way, is a Free Stater. But
I don't either.
You know, it's been smeared a bit around here. And
well, that's what's going to happen. They're going to.
I just don't even think it's an accurate term.
No, they're either going to smear the Free Staters, but they'll smear the Libertarians, or they'll smear Liberty Activists. Whatever it is we call ourselves, they'll smear that. Because we, when I say we, I mean those of us who are Liberty Activists in New Hampshire, are having success, both in the political and the market realm. We're having success, and the fact that we're having success scares the hell out of the people in the halls of power, for lack of a better term. And so they've got damn good reason to smear. They don't want people to take us seriously.
Well, did you hit the punchline as to what they should
no,
do?
No, I did not.
Yet? Go ahead.
Here is what these bureaucrats were talking about that were overheard. One of them says, "So who are these people?" The other one says, "They're the Free Staters." The other guy says, "Well, I think they should all be put in jail." So just to give you a good idea of what some of these people want.
I don't know that's yes, it's disturbing, absolutely. But yeah. I don't know that it's necessarily anything terribly ominous. It's sort of like an us and them philosophy. He knows he's not a Free Stater, so therefore they should go to jail. That's all. You know, I mean, just bigotry.
the toll-free number here.
Nothing amazing about it, really.
Well, it's just it just shows you the attitude of some of these people that work for government. That's all. Not all.
He probably doesn't even know what a free stater is.
Well, he thought that we should all go to jail for being in their court and standing up and leaving together, I guess.
There you go.
Anyway, well, let's continue here. Let's go to Justin listening to WVNA in Alabama. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm going to just ask a question, and I'll hang up and let you guys comment on it. I was wondering what your opinion was on the tactics used by the campaign, Obama campaign in Missouri, where they're using state officials, they're using sheriffs and prosecutors to intimidate people within the free speech running ads against Obama.
I don't know anything about it, really.
Yeah, it's news to me. I hadn't heard about it. I believe you. I mean, because political political campaigns are the scummiest of the scumbags. So
and the presidency is a big, big, juicy morsel for you know, the power hungry. So,
I mean, so they'll do whatever sort of things. They'll stab whoever in the back they need to stab. They'll do whatever they need to do.
On both sides.
Yeah, on both sides, you know, whether it's Obama or McCain. So, yeah,
well,
I believe
you. You guys haven't heard about it. If you go to the Missouri governor's website, he's actually got a statement issued about it, talking about the tactics that he's using. But, I mean, that seems to be like a huge infringement on freedom by intimidating people with a legal, with libel lawsuits with things that if they're going to have that they deem as misleading, and there are granted, you know, if there's something that's just that's blatantly false, then if it was run by either campaign, it should be prosecuted. If it's blatantly false and the grounds are truth or libel, but it shouldn't be that these people, in my opinion, that these people on the on government time, on taxpayers' time, are working specifically for.
No, they should not. They should not. I mean, obviously, they shouldn't be doing that.
What would happen once they got in office?
Right. Obviously, they shouldn't be doing that, but then again, that's what they do, right? I mean, there's an initiative in Massachusetts right now that would possibly eliminate the income tax. And, of course, the teachers' union has rallied against it, and they've come up with $5 million to spend on it. Now, I don't know. I haven't pored through their books or anything like that. But organizations like that have been caught in the past using taxpayer dollars to advocate for whatever changes it is that are proposed, whether it be for a candidate, as you're pointing out, or whether it be for one particular way to vote on a ballot initiative. This is a sort of a time-tested thing that politicians and their supporters do. They'll raid the money from wherever they can get their hands on it. And if they get caught with their hands in the taxpayer cookie jar, there's usually not too much hell to pay. Usually some campaign staffer will get brought up on charges. The actual politician himself will be completely insulated from it, and it'll all be swept under the rug eventually, and nothing really will come of it. Nothing significant will change, and you'll see similar sliminess in 2012, 2010, 2014. It just goes on and on.
The thing that concerns me is Obama's a constitutional lawyer, yet his campaign is doing something that is blatantly unconstitutional.
Are you surprised? I mean, is it shocking to you?
No, not coming from anybody with as much socialist agenda as he has.
Now, who's the bigger socialist, Obama or John McCain?
I don't know, man. With that $700 billion bill that they've got going through,
because both of them want to. I mean, what you were calling about is essentially shutting down people's free speech in regards to the campaign. And old John McCain was the primary sponsor of the McCain-Feingold legislation thing that went through a couple of years ago that put down some serious restrictions on who can advertise and when they can advertise. Like, you can't advertise like 30 days. I forget what the exact details were, but they essentially made it so if you want to advertise against a candidate, you have to do it a certain period from the election. So if it's 30 days before the election, you cannot advertise and attack a candidate, basically. So total restriction on campaign speech. And, again, it comes from both sides. Yeah. They're two sides of the same coin, my friend. I'm glad you called with it because it is a truth. That's what happens. They will take the money from wherever they can get it, and there's very little that will happen to them for it. I thank you for the call tonight.
And, by the way, Obama today called for military service from every single American youth.
Oh, dear.
On CNN video.
Oh, my. 800-259-9231. I want you to show me that here in a moment. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. ¶¶
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Whether you work at a large company or a small one, explore possible local sponsorship opportunities. FedEx did just that in 2000 when the company launched its Walk This Way program, an educational program designed to reduce pedestrian injuries among children. FedEx's involvement has helped Walk This Way prosper and expand to Canada, Brazil, China, South Korea, and the Philippines. Look into setting up such programs at your workplace. Once you find a worthwhile project, draw up a short proposal outlining what your company would be required to do and how your community would benefit. You're creating an optimistic atmosphere that will help the company grow in positive ways. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. When you need to know something about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, and we go, we're going to try Steve again in Iowa. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Hello. Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I had the question from Mark.
Recap it, because I've forgotten what it was.
I didn't even hear it.
Well, yeah, I don't think I ever even got to it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, I think it was about a month ago, or actually, yeah, it was on the 12th of last month. Mark was talking about his position on who he's going to vote for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was very confused at that time. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of things have developed. He, at that point, had pretty much narrowed it down to either Perez Hilton, or actually Paris Hilton, or John McCain. And I was curious about, at that time, you know, Ron Paul hadn't endorsed anybody yet, and even though, I mean, he did endorse Chuck Baldwin, which I'm sure he doesn't want to vote for him. But, I mean, after everything that's developed, where are you at now?
Well, I guess I'm still somewhat in a quandary. I know that my wife is likely to go vote. If my wife, she has told me that she cannot see for a second herself voting for John McCain, which said to me that she'll be voting for Barack Obama. She is, you know, she's like me. I'm an ethnic Republican. She's an ethnic Democrat. You know, like that's just sort of where it comes in our nature.
And mom and dad were.
Mom and dad were in her case. In my case, you know, my mom and my grandmother were. My dad, however, was a Democrat. But you know, I'm by my nature, just a conservative kind of guy. So and she won't lie. She's not a liar. If she's going to vote for Barack Obama, then I'm going to vote for John McCain in order to cancel her vote out. However, if I can convince her, and I have made multiple efforts to vote third party in this election, then we'll both vote third party. So
and
that's
what would that be?
Well, you know, I know George Phillies. George Phillies has been, he's a good libertarian.
He's better than Bob Barr.
By a long, long stretch.
He's no Harry Brown, though.
Well, you know, who is Harry Brown, right? Harry Brown's
no longer with us. He's dead.
That's true.
He's the most principled guy in the field, and he's on the ballot, at least in New Hampshire, could very well likely be on the ballot in Massachusetts. Many places would allow him to be a write-in candidate, and, you know, he's going to be doing some advertising for presidency. I think that I'll certainly encourage my wife to vote for George Phillies. However, that won't be part of the criteria of the deal, and I likely would vote for him.
Steve? Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it definitely sounds like, you have a little bit better of a rationale for it now than just trying to throw a stick in the tire of the government.
Yeah, well.
Because I remember that's what you were saying before, you didn't like it streamlined, which I definitely get that, but, I mean, definitely, it makes a lot more sense now. I think I'm going to write in Ron Paul.
Hey, whatever works for you, whatever makes you feel good.
It was one of the things I thought of.
Yeah, at least you're not endorsing one of the thugs. I thank you, Steve, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ron Paul got more write-in votes than Bob Barr got ballot votes.
It's a possibility. You'd never know, though, because they'll never tally up the write-in votes. So you just have to speculate on that. We continue. Tom in Florida is on the line. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to get back to talking about the courtroom situation.
All right.
And I've heard about, you know, Sam in Texas.
Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, yes.
Right. And you're going through your ordeal up there. And I know, I think you've talked about it, Jack and Margie Flynn.
Who?
You know who they are, right?
Not familiar.
The name's not ringing a bell.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, they've been through this for many, many years. They're both quite older. And they've kind of done all the backflips and this and that. And the one thing that they say is, if you find yourself in a courtroom discussing the subject matter, the show's over. Mm. You've entered into their jurisdiction. The fact that you're making statements concerning your case means that you've entered in.
You're talking about the issue at hand,
yes,
as to whether or not you did what they say you did, that sort of thing,
yes,
arguing the facts of the case?
Yes. They say that if you find yourself discussing it, you pretty well can kiss it goodbye because you've entered in. And what they advocate is the very first thing you do when you come into the court is you basically state your name.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically say that you say, my name is, you know, Joseph Smith or whatever, and I am a natural-born, flesh-and-blood, sovereign man or woman, as the case. And I have been, I'm getting kind of flustered here.
Sure,
basically,
I understand.
You state that, and then you say, and I need to ask some questions before I can proceed, because I don't understand what's going on.
Sure.
And then hopefully the judge will, you know, say yes. And
in this case, he sure didn't.
Right. This is basically the tact that I took today. I didn't use those exact that exact terminology.
Close.
But the same concepts were basically there. And essentially, these people will interrupt you and threaten you with violence if you continue on.
Well, at this point, all you do is state your name and basically announce that you're not a legal fiction because you're flesh and blood, natural born, sovereign, you know, man. And then you say, I need to ask a question before I can proceed. And the first thing you say to them is, you kind of load it backwards. You say, Judge Smith or whatever, you have taken an oath of office in which you've sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, you know, defend it against our enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that correct? You guys haven't got much wiggle room there.
Well,
and
they do. They do if they're trying to interrupt you and say, this isn't about
you. We're not here to do that. We're here to take your plea,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. We've got to move along. We've got a busy court here today, et
cetera,
et cetera.
That he doesn't have much wiggle room if he decides to ask your question, but in the same way, the same advice holds true for the judge. If he's answering your questions, he's already lost.
He's losing, right.
No, he knows that, too. But,
right.
I mean, if he won't answer your questions, at that point, you could almost say, listen, if I can't establish the venue of this court or the jurisdiction, I'm going to leave. Bye-bye. And you start walking out.
And that you can do that. I could have walked out today. I'm sure I could have done that, and they would have entered a plea of not guilty, as they did, and then, you know, obviously without my consent, and they would have scheduled their trial, and then, you know, again, without my consent, without my understanding of the process. So they would just go ahead and do all that stuff, and then the trial date would come around, and if you didn't show up to their trial date, then they're going to come after you with guns. Look, I'm not saying that what you're saying doesn't have value. It's essentially what I attempted to do today, and I believe to some extent it was successful in that it, you know, did get the judge flustered, and the courtroom did pay attention. I forgot to mention there were people that came down afterwards asking what happened, what was going on, gave me the opportunity to talk about the, you know, freekeen.com and that sort of thing. So generally, I think it went pretty well because I was expecting to be interrupted. Now, if they do go ahead and they want me to attend their little trial, then I may have more of a chance at that point because they'll schedule a larger time block, essentially. I'll have more of a chance then to ask a lot of those questions. And, Tom, I thank you for the call tonight. So I had 8 pages of questions, and I knew that I was not going to get a chance to even start on one of them today because I know what to expect. I've seen footage like he was talking about. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has gotten footage of this stuff, and I had a very similar experience today. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. first 10 orders. Save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calbend Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbend Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbend Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the archives. Just click and download. They're right there, and they're totally free. Going back for an entire year on us, freetalklive.com. Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism are available, and they're going to even pay you to do it.
Yeah, and internships and broadcasts that you get paid on doesn't happen every day.
I don't even buy it. It's libertarian, hard to even believe this.
Libertarian internships in broadcast that you get paid on and get a housing allowance.
The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or the summer. All positions are paid and include a career workshop and opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November 1st, so you got a month. Get on it. Go to libertarianinternships.com for more information. So this is for people that are in college or perhaps have recently graduated college, maybe like a high school senior or something like that. Go to libertarianinternships.com and get more. Plus, there's more than just print and broadcast journalism. There's also production in regards to movies, film, animation, video games, also public policy for those of you that really are interested in that stuff. They've got it all at libertarianinternships.com. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, I guess we're totally out of the calls here, so I guess we can move along. Here's a story from...
Damn it.
I got a story.
What do you have, Mark?
I got the stolen van story.
Stolen? I don't even know what that is. So
I told you about it.
You tell me about a lot of things.
Well...
Let's hear it, Mark.
From Taylor on the Radio, which is a newsletter.
Oh, the radio van.
Which I get on a regular basis. I think it's just kind of an interesting story. There's no issue here, but we'll zip through it real quick.
I got a quickie, too.
Yeah, it's not clear whether the unintended promotional vehicle belonging to Hot 106.1 W, or excuse me, right, KNEX Laredo was locked or not, but... A 42-year-old woman was able to gain entry, steal it, and eventually lead law enforcement officers on a high-speed chase that resulted in her death nearly 100 miles away. The theft happened while staffers at the Border Media Partner Station were working at a fundraiser for a local children's hospital inside a Chili's restaurant. When they came out, the unintended van was gone. The story of the woman's death became the lead story on the local TV news. By the way, this is how it goes with the media. They're always at war. Newspapers write bad things about television stations. Television stations say bad things about radio. You know, they're all... You know, so of course it's led on the local.
As long as you get the call letters right,
mm-hmm.
That's all I'd be concerned with.
And Taylor position. Here checked out several communication attorneys who didn't want to talk about the specific situation, but they all brought up questions of potential liability for a station in some situations, and also the need for good insurance. And I'd mentioned constant training of the staff. You know, there's a thief here, a 42-year-old woman who stole a van. It doesn't matter to me. Certainly a person could take more responsibility for their vehicle by not leaving it running with the keys in it or something like that, unlocked with keys in it running. But, you know, this woman stole that vehicle.
Yeah.
She's responsible. Secondly, the police chased this woman.
Right.
It's not easy to hide the hot 106.1 van, okay? I mean, it's not like you're going to take this baby and do
park
much
it in
with
your
it.
Driveway
you
can, or whatever,
she's not going to take it across the border from Laredo or whatever and take it to Mexico and chop it up. They're going to be like, what are you doing? Hot 106? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, she's about the most conspicuous auto thief ever.
Right.
And to chase her with the gumballs flashing,
high on meth or something.
Stuff like that. The only victim here... The radio station and to some extent the children's hospital that, their fundraiser was interrupted to some extent. And then they're talking about the situations of liabilities the lawyers are the ones that, not to say these lawyers, but lawyers in general are the ones that sort of brought us to the point where a person has to be worried about being a company, because it's never a person, it's always... The bigger the company, the
companies
more liability.
Companies are persons in legal land.
Right. So the company has to worry about liability for having their van stolen?
Yeah.
That's just wrong. It's wrong.
It is.
So.
Sad story.
Yeah.
Who's responsible? Clearly the woman who took the action.
I think there's an amount of responsibility involved in the police chasing after her.
They put some people in danger. I mean, they're lucky that nobody died during that process. When the police chase cars, most of the time they don't need to do that. They're just doing it because it gives them a rush.
Imagine for a second, I mean, for one, it's the Hot 106 radio station. Imagine if they went on board on the air and said, hey, somebody stole the Hot 106 van. If you see somebody in a Hot 106 van, give us a call.
Great point. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line here. Here's some news for you. We talked a little while back about the cigarette packs. I mentioned that when I was in Toronto on vacation, I noticed that they had them covered up in the backs of, behind the cash register at the convenience store. All of the cigarette area was completely covered. You couldn't see what was offered for sale. If you wanted to buy cigarettes and you wanted to know what they were offering, you had to ask the clerk to give you a binder, and then you could go and take the binder aside and take a look at it and figure out what you wanted to buy. Kind of a weird, oppressive situation.
Yeah.
But this is the world of cigarette vending. I mean, it's oppression. There's all kinds of just arbitrary nonsense that these government politicians are just slapping all over these tobacco companies in order to be able to continue selling their product to people who voluntarily choose to purchase them. I know you're going to tell me, well, they're addictive, Ian. They're addictive. Well, yeah, but there's a lot of things that are addictive.
Try quitting caffeine. You know,
it's
people get headaches from it, and it's not easy. There's all kinds of things that out there that people and people with addictive personalities can get addicted to cupcakes and candy bars.
You chose to start. You can choose to stop. Everybody can. It might not be easy, but it's possible.
Now,
anyway,
I think that it's bad when cigarette companies do the sort of they engineer their plants to be more addictive. I hear that. The major tobacco companies, they
engineer the plants as opposed to adding chemicals?
They add chemicals to make them more addictive. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, these are sort of the rumors, and you can't get any confirmation on these things. I mean, is that what you've heard, Wayne?
Yeah, that they actually use genetic
genetic modification to make them more addicted, to make the tobacco contain more nicotine.
Yeah, and I've heard that like Ian said, that they've add chemicals too.
Yeah.
There's cigarette companies out there that market in the opposite direction too. There's a brand called American Spirit, which has, you know, like every type of other brand, you know, underneath it. They have all kinds of different cigarettes called American Spirits, but they say that they sell like natural tobacco. And mm-hmm. So, you know, there's room in the marketplace for all kinds of these things, but the government doesn't want competition in this area. They don't want people to have choices. They just want to stop it.
They would like to stop it. I mean, I'm sure the ideal of those who hate cigarette smoke and the people that smoke cigarettes, those anti-smoking zealots, I'm sure they would just love it if someone would just pass a total ban, which, of course, wouldn't do a damn thing to get rid of cigarettes. It would just drive them underground into the black market and enrich the gangs. But here's another example of what these people are going through. They're forcing these companies to do in order to sell their products. From the AFP, the stories out of the UK, smokers buying cigarettes will from Wednesday be confronted with a series of gruesome images printed on the packets showing how tobacco damages health. The pictures, which show cancerous lungs, throats, as well as rotting teeth, replace written warnings such as smoking clogs the arteries. And blah,
are they going to do this on cars, too? Are they going to show people auto accidents and dismembered bodies, that kind of thing?
Yeah, how many people die from car accidents versus allegedly from tobacco?
A hell of a lot. I don't know.
They're both pretty big, I guess.
It's dangerous stuff.
Right. The picture warnings will start appearing on cigarette packs starting today and will be compulsory from October next year. They'll be printed on all tobacco products starting in October 2010. 1 in 6 people in Britain smoke out of a population of more than 60 million, and the government has been stepping up measures to reduce that figure. Written warnings on packs were adopted in 2003, and last year the minimum age for buying tobacco was raised from 16 to 18. I wonder if teenagers can still get tobacco.
I would imagine.
What do you think? 800-259-9231. So that's Britain, Australia, and Canada. All of them have cigarette packs with these grotesque pictures on them that are forcing these companies to do. Shouldn't be long before that comes here to America. That's just what they do. They copy bad ideas. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we'd like you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. There are 41 categories to shop in and even used items. They sell it all. If you're looking for it, odds are good they sell it at Amazon. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com and you'll feel good because you're getting the products you want at a price that's pretty darn good and really competitive, as well as free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Plus, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Hey, we need to tell you about the Liberty Forum. You should be there. That is, if you are interested in the Free State Project. Great organization. We talk about it a lot here on Free Talk Live. It's a concept more than it is an organization, I guess. The concept of the Free State Project is to move as many liberty-loving activists all to the same geographic region as possible. The geographic region chosen was our very own New Hampshire, which was
for good reason.
Right. And we moved here a couple of years ago as early movers as part of the Free State Project. Since we've moved, there have been over another 150 movers or so, at least. And there's always new people coming in here to New Hampshire. Great people getting active for liberty. It's so exciting to be here. I mean, we talked earlier about how I had this this hearing this morning. I had 15 people turn out for that hearing to help stand with me, essentially, or in this case, sit down for the judge, but to stand up for my freedom. And to have just the whole idea that you've got people that are willing to stand up for your freedom living within the near vicinity of you, people that are willing to even drive an hour to come in and help you is just amazing.
Getting your mom to come to your court case is difficult enough.
Where you are, sure, yeah. Exactly.
And so as a result, people don't stand up for liberty.
Right, so having this concentration allows all kinds of things to happen that heretofore have never occurred in the Liberty Movement. The Liberty Movement been around for decades in this country, but they've never really gotten the foothold. And the reason is because they're so spread thin. And if you've experienced working within the Liberty Movement, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're brand new to it, go ahead, give it a shot for a few years, and you'll find out. But getting people together is working, and we can prove it. Come to the Liberty Forum and you'll see for yourself. If you don't believe what we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you don't believe the stories, come experience it. Come meet these people for yourself. Meet people like Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, the man who is, as we speak, walking. I believe he's in Minnesota at the moment, walking across Wisconsin. Well, he's up there. He's walking across the country, started in Oregon a few months ago, and is walking to New Hampshire. You want to talk about dedicated liberty activists? Will Buchanan is a stellar example of that. He's going to be there because he'll have made it to New Hampshire by that time, and he'll be able to talk to us. Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, hugely popular pro-liberty website. Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. We were talking earlier about some of these courtroom techniques. A lot of that stuff I gleaned from Mark Stevens, the man behind AdventuresInLegalLand.com. A great, brilliant guy who's really done his research, and he knows that the courtrooms of America are nothing more than essentially public relations covers for the men and women that are doing business at the point of a gun, calling themselves government. He's going to be speaking. Angela Keaton from Antiwar.com, John Taylor Gatto, one of the foremost experts on the inside of the government's education, government indoctrination system. And this is just the beginning of the amount of speakers they're going to be announcing. Over the next few months, you're going to be hearing more. I mean, we're still, I don't know, 5 or 6 months out from this thing. So you're going to be hearing more about the Liberty Forum, but what you should do now, before they announce the keynote speakers, which are going to be even bigger names, I've heard some rumors, but I can't say anything. Before they announce the keynote speakers, go get signed up. Get yourself the early bird discount at freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
There's an early bird discount and a Free Talk Live discount.
This is true, and Wayne providing the sound effects there. A 10% discount if you use the code 2009FTL. It's all one word, 2009FTL. Get the extra 10% discount off the already low early bird discount. Come out to the Liberty Forum. See Free Talk Live broadcast live. Meet these liberty-oriented luminaries. And meet, more importantly, the hundreds of liberty-loving people, the individuals that make up the New Hampshire Liberty activists and the incoming Free State Project people that are signers, the Free State Project signers that are coming in here to New Hampshire, and find out what it feels like to be surrounded by hundreds of people that actually feel the same way that you do. It's pretty cool stuff. Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more. As we continue here, Wayne, did you find that story about the happy classes?
Yes, I did.
Now, I like being happy. I like being content. I like liking things. I like being in a positive mood. I do my best to keep myself there as much as possible.
You know, and instructional books or classes on that are good things.
And you've actually got a story, but I didn't realize we've actually got Bernard von Nothaus on the line here.
Is this
Bernard, or is this the Christian anarchist who wants to talk about Bernard? It's one or the other.
This is the Christian anarchist.
Oh, okay. We've had Bernard on the show, but you're close, Gene. What's on your mind?
Hey, Gene.
Well, I was wondering if you got that letter from Bernard here.
Which letter?
The email that went out today.
Is he stepping down?
Well, it's more than just stepping down. I was pretty shocked at this letter.
What's going on? I'm a little behind in the email.
Oh, you're behind? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he claims that a bunch of these people are trying to undermine the Liberty Dollar and its ideals.
Who are these people?
Well, that's the shocking part, but let me read what he says here. It's like two sentences. Over the years, I've made a list of several. Naturally, that was not the one I wanted to read.
That's all right, Gene.
Okay, unfortunately, most of the time I found our supposed leaders to be vain little men who were much more interested in maintaining their position than saving the country. And he makes a list of these people.
Wow, name and names.
Yeah, you know, the list of belly buttons. He calls them belly buttons.
Instead of some other orifice.
Yes. Lou Rockwell.
Gosh, yeah, I've heard that accusation before.
And on down the list, everybody that you would think was on our side, and wraps it up. Well, he's got Payman Matajeda, the Freedom Law School guy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of the list, he's got Ron Paul, politician.
Does he actually go into reasons for naming these names?
He doesn't specifically give reasons per name, but he says that these people were undermining the Liberty Dollar and trying very hard to sink his business, I guess, is what he thinks.
If somebody has something negative to say about the Liberty Dollar, I mean, like, I don't consider that necessarily undermining it.
It's not the perfect business model.
Right. I think that there could be a superior model out there. I, however, have not stepped out and made that model.
Right.
But as a consumer, I could ask for that model.
In the same way
that I'm not undermining Honda by saying I'd like a car that goes 100 miles per gallon.
Of course, he made the Ron Paul Liberty Dollar.
He did, yeah.
And then he names Ron Paul as one of the belly buttons here. So I don't know what he's referring to. I've never met Bernard, but I've met Ron Paul twice. And I've listened to Ron Paul an awful lot. And I find a very hard time to believe that Ron Paul would try to undermine the Liberty Dollar. In fact, I've even heard Ron Paul mention that we should have competing currencies and mention the Liberty Dollar specifically.
I'm not going to go out on a limb here.
I don't know.
I
don't know what the interpersonal stuff is, and I would say that both of those guys are doing great stuff for Liberty.
Yeah.
I don't know what Bernard von Althaus is going to do after he steps down as the monetary architect of Liberty Dollar, but I imagine it's not over for him.
Maybe Bernard is feeling burned because perhaps he didn't feel like he got as much support as he was hoping to get from those people. I'm totally speculating there.
You just don't know.
We don't know unless he says what the reasoning is.
Well,
and if
I've mentioned
just name
in the
names.
Past that we need to have a big party and we need to accept everybody. I mean, I've said that I want to see the black rebellious group. I forgot their name. Fighting alongside
Black Panther.
Yeah. Black Panthers and the Ku Klux Klan fighting side by side for liberty. And I don't think that's such a big stretch, but I would at least like to see Bernard von Nottinghaus and Ron Paul. I mean, my gosh, why would these two guys have it out?
I don't think that Ron Paul released a press release targeting Bernard von Nottinghaus shortly after this. So I mean,
it's definitely
you know,
a one-way thing. But
it's one guy who had a bad day. Who knows? He hasn't gone out multiple times. I just ignore it.
Well, call him up and find out what he's doing.
It sounds like you need to think a little more before you hit that send button.
I want to step out. I would not want to get.
I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know, what he's had to deal with. I don't know.
Well, check your email. It's alert number 29. You probably have it there.
Thank you, Gene, for the heads up on that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I think that, you've got a situation where in any movement, it would be ideal for everybody to get along, but it just doesn't work that way, does it?
You know, I feel like a lot of liberty types have been undermining Free Talk Live by not supporting us more.
Gosh. Cut it out.
I mean, where are these people and their money for advertising?
Thanks,
is what
Wayne.
I want
to
know.
No thanks to you, Mark. More on the way. You take control tomorrow night. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.